Late Jam Chicago number one for throwback. That's one more chance. The late, great Notorious B.I.G., who passed away way too soon. He had two children, a girl and a boy.
Wonder what they're up to now. CJ
and T. Well, his daughter graduated from college already, and she has a store in Brooklyn.
What kind what does she sell?
Different clothes, but a lot of her father's memorabilia from her. Clothing inspired by her dad.
That's really cool.
And then, you know, his son CJ is an accomplished actor. He's been all over everything, you know? So, shout out to them. Yeah. You know, he's a great dad.
Props to Biggie for
absolutely
being
great
a good
father.
Dad from above. Yeah. And props to the mama for raising good children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Me and Biggie. I went to the Crusher on You video, Little Kim. Kim chilling with Big. And the young lady that was cooking, you know, doing all the craft services come through. And she brought us some Swedish meatballs. Right? And these meatballs were delicious, though. So Big was like, yo, bring back some more, go get some more meatballs, yo. C's and him had a car accident, and he hurt his leg real bad. He was still on
On the crutch?
Yeah.
On crutches.
He's on crutches.
Okay.
So he had the young lady, I can't remember her name, go back and get some more Swedish meatballs, and she bought like 40 Swedish meatballs.
Did you guys tear it up?
Biggie ate every one of them meatballs. He wouldn't even give us no more.
He ate 40.
He's like, no, y'all gotta go back over there and get it yourself. He ate like 40 Swedish meatballs.
He didn't share with you.
Nothing, give me nothing.
What did you ask? Say, can I get a meatball?
Well, I had like 10 of them.
Oh, so you were good. You're like, I'm good. So
Biggie ate 40 Swedish meatballs.
That's a crazy amount of meatballs.
Then he said to me and my man Kurt Flirt, my best friend who was with me working on radio station too at that time. I said, Big, if I know you was here, I'd have bought the Hennessy.
Ooh, Hennessy.
So he was like, oh, you want some Hennessy? So he sent one of the runners to the store, and they came back with a half a gallon of Hennessy.
Did you guys drink all of it?
Pretty much.
Oh, my gosh.
Between who's directing, Kim, C's, me, Big, Flirty, D-Rock, Gutter. There's about 15 of us. We pretty much polished off a half a gallon of Hennessy. And then was the pièce de résistance there, Jen. Biggie and C's proceeds to smoking.
That
not
is
cigarettes.
Way too much going
not
on.
Not cigars. They smoking.
Smoke every day.
So I'm there. Yeah, hey. So I'm like, all right, so Big, what you smoking over there? This is called the Hocus Pocus. I was like, Hocus Pocus?
That's what the stuff was called, Hocus Pocus?
That's what he told me.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, let me try that. Jen, my whole left side was numb.
I bet.
I don't even know how
things
I got home.
Things were disappearing on the table.
I don't know how I got home. That's why he called it the Hocus Pocus, because you knew it made the side of your body disappear.
That is, I would feel horrible the next day if I woke up and I was like, oh my God, all I had were Swedish meatballs, Hennessy, and some Hocus Pocus.
The Hocus Pocus about